From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. United States Attorney General Jeff Sessions is testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee. The testimony is expected to focus on the ongoing investigation into Russian interference in last year's presidential elections and any role Sessions may have played in the May 9 firing of then-FBI Director James Comey. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy was unsure how forthcoming Sessions may be.
So at least on the plus side, Attorney General Sessions will finally face some serious questions. But I'm still concerned he's not going to be the most forthcoming witness.
Republican Senator James Lackford said on the CBS television show Face the Nation, he hopes Sessions will share his view on some of the conversations between Comey and the president. North Korea has released from prison Otto Warmbier, a 22-year-old American college student who was sentenced to a 15-year term for attempting to steal a poster in 2016. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said efforts to free the other Americans in North Korea have not ended.
We continue our discussions with the North Korean regime regarding the release of the three other American citizens that have been detained.
Dennis Rodman traveled Tuesday to North Korea on a trip that he hopes will open a door between the U.S. president and leaders in Pyongyang. Yahoo, an iconic early adapter to the World Wide Web, is now part of Verizon Communications after a $4.48 billion deal was finalized Tuesday for Yahoo's core internet operations. The remainder of Yahoo will be called Atlaba Incorporated, which will serve as a holding company for Yahoo shares in Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba. Yahoo was founded in 1994. This is VOA. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis told lawmakers Tuesday that the United States is not gaining in the fight to stabilize Afghanistan and vowed to present a strategy to Congress.
I believe by mid-July, we'll be able to brief you in detail, sir. We're putting it together now, and there are actions being taken.
Mattis acknowledged that the Trump administration was currently in a strategy free time concerning Afghanistan, where American troops have fought for 16 years. The defense secretary called on Congress to provide the Department of Defense with a budget and not a continuing resolution that is passed on time in order to push the U.S. military through readiness shortfalls while maintaining a support role in two wars. U.S. President Donald Trump is assailing the latest federal appellate court decision blocking his executive order restricting travel from six majority Muslim countries where terrorist attacks have occurred. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Tuesday morning, quote, "Well, as predicted, the Ninth Circuit did it again, ruled against the travel ban at such a dangerous time in history for our country," end quote. Speaking to reporters at the White House, Press Secretary Sean Spicer was confident in the executive order.
We continue to be confident that the president's executive order to protect this country is fully lawful and ultimately will be upheld by the Supreme Court.
The appellate court said the president overstepped his authority when he issued the March 6 order. British Prime Minister Theresa May says that the United Kingdom and France will work together to press internet companies to reduce extremist material online. May said they will look at creating legal liability for internet companies if they fail to do so. With French President Emmanuel Macron by her side, May said the countries will do more to stamp out evil. She said the major internet companies have failed to live up to prior commitments to do more to prevent extremists from finding a safe place online. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering shutting down the local offices of Arab satellite broadcaster Al Jazeera. This follows a crackdown against Qatar by Sunni countries across the region. Saudi Arabia has been leading the effort to isolate Qatar, accusing the energy-rich Gulf state and the Qatari-backed channel of supporting violent Islamic groups across the Middle East. Jordan and Saudi Arabia have closed Al Jazeera's local offices, while the channel and its affiliates' sites have been blocked in Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Egypt, and Bahrain. While Israel is not formally a part of that effort, the stepped-up pressure appears to have emboldened Netanyahu to look into closing down the channel's local operations. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.